pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before I can begin, America, let me just say hello. Hey there, what's going up? How is everyone doing this afternoon? I hope you all are doing well today, and you are ready just for a quick pop-in. I'm just popping in real quick to say hello and just do some things. You know, it's actually a good thing that I popped in today. Let me tell you what, because as you guys can tell, I am powered by StreamYard, and I am powered by XSplit VCam. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on this afternoon? Unfortunately, this afternoon, I won't be here long with you all, but I will be back. Last night, I popped in. I wasn't supposed to pop in last night. I don't know if you guys caught yesterday's episode, last night's episode. I popped in briefly. But I kind of wanted to just wrap up some things before, you know, all of my licenses expire on the things that I've been using. And then, you know, we'll get back to all of that in just a little bit. You know, today's going to be a short show, really short. I'm already running kind of late. I'm just kind of testing the flow of things. If you guys saw last night's show, you probably might understand. And I just wanted to say hello real quick to everyone out there. It's good to be back on the air with you all, and you guys are hanging out. I see a CDP4JC just popped up. What's up, buddy? I haven't seen you in a minute, guy. I hope you're doing well. You know, you're not far. We've got some stuff to talk about, sir. Okay, like, I mean, San Antonio-wise, as far as I know. Java, what's up? Thank you for being here today, sir, and it's good to see you. Hit that red pill, says Java last, and the sax part, you know, okay, so, like I said, I was just testing the flow on things, for the intro, you know, everything is in flux right now, ladies and gentlemen, everything's in flux, that's why I kind of wanted to wrap up some loose ends from last night, and then, move forward. Thank you for the cookie, CDP4JC. It's good to see you, sir. You didn't have to do that. But anyways, no, I appreciate it, sir. As far as getting things going again and wrapping things up from last night, you know, I'm going to be doing this format for a minute, you know, I don't know, for the foreseeable future, but I don't know, we'll see what happens. As we are in flux at this moment, ladies and gentlemen, but you know, getting back to that saxophone part, Mr. Java, you know, yeah, I love that song. And you know, the saxophone part is the only part that I'm like, you know, but I get it. If they're mocking Bill Clinton and they're like, you are going to play, you know, second sax to Trump's first, fine. Okay. Then I'm good with it. But you know, I think it's funny. I still think it's funny because of course, you know, The entire what? The entire mythos of the Trump Clinton era, right? Especially after that debate that Clinton and Trump had, the second one. I mean, it needs to be mentioned. I think Bill Clinton playing second sax to Trump's first in that song is perfect. Okay. Clink Clink says CDP4JC. You know, I might be playing some 60s tunes, sir, and having a fine Saturday. It is Saturday, right? Afternoon. But my coffee is strong this morning. It might be iced, but that's just because I wanted to get it down. That's right, because I was doing a show last night like at 2:30 or 3 in the morning. And I streamed it live. I'm glad I did, and I'm glad I stopped in here, even though today will be brief. I'm actually going to be having dinner with some family and friends. Probably it's scheduled to be within the next hour. So that is the urgency of this episode today. So I'm glad you guys stopped in. Thank you guys for being here. Yes. Show that you got that coffee going. Poonslayer, Kiwis Flying, Timba Jet, Barb 17. I haven't forgotten you guys. Thank you all for being here today in the audience. Just to pop in. I'm just popping in. That's all I'm doing. It's nothing serious. I did put last night's episode up on Rumble. You know, last night's episode, it was crazy. Like, towards the end, I was going on about a whole bunch of different things, and then the connections and the Wi-Fi and the transmissibility of it started to get chopped up, and then, you know, I screwed up some things. And, I was like, it's 2:30 in the morning. I checked, I referenced the Pilled website to see if it was still streaming. It wasn't. So I was like, okay, well then we'll just CDP4JB dropping in them stickers in the chat room today. So then I decided that it was like 3 or something in the morning, almost 4. So I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. I was like, maybe this is a sign not to be talking about this right now. For the show today, which is I'm broadcasting exclusively on Pilled right now live, and then I'm gonna go ahead. I mean, I'll probably put some of this on Spotify as well as Rumble. Rumble, I already uploaded last night's episode to Rumble, so you'll see. I don't know. I'm trying to figure some things out as far as continuing on this path, and then, you know, how I'm going to present that to you guys, because there's a lot of different avenues that we could take in regards to discussion. As for today, though, I think the urgency of urgencies. You know, someone's like, what's the urgency of urgencies, Mr. C? I would say there's probably 2 things. One of them is probably long forgone, and one of them is totally been given to us as a gift, okay? So, and that is the topic of today, as you will notice if you're hanging out with me at Peeled. You guys are the only ones who are getting this, right? So, will they have dominion over us? You're not fresh, right? So you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then the second one is the era of American... San Antonio abortion decriminalization. Okay. Now, I touched on these topics a little bit last night. I touched on a lot of things last night. Last night, you know, in my stupor, the vision that I have of my episode before, you know, all of the technical difficulties bestowed themselves upon us and such blessings with great grace, was that, you know, I had a lot of topics, and then, you know, you serve one plate, you serve a second plate, you serve a third plate, you serve a fourth plate, and you don't pick them up, you know, before you finish them. Does that make sense? And then, as you finish them, you finish your topic. Anyways, I don't know if that makes sense. You know, read the book Cloud Atlas. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, Kiss, how's it going? Good to see you this afternoon. I'm only here for a little bit, as I have some things I want to wrap up from last night. And then we'll see when I'll be back on. I'll get my licenses back, I'm sure. So this way you don't have to see the XSplit sign or the StreamYard sign or whatever. Thank you so much to the fam over at Pilled, because that helps with that. Okay, whenever those gold pills drop, that happens. Okay, so with that said, let's go ahead and jump on in. Thank you for the cookie. Oh, that's so cute. Thank you. Let's get this going, guys. All right, we're back with the C Report, ladies and gentlemen. America Rising. Officially, I'd say 463.2 last night. I made a go at it, but you know what? Maybe it just was not meant to be. For those of you joining us live, we are at pill.net/thefoxhole.app. You might want to hop on over there. Hippity hop like a bunny. This is the appropriate weekend for it, ladies and gentlemen, to get your free account. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, yes, hashtag license lives matter, says Java. You know what I'm talking about, brother. Anyways, guys, so I'm hanging out with you guys on this Saturday afternoon because, like I said, I'm trying to pop in when I can. There were some things that we were talking about in last episode, which is actually the point one to this episode's point two. If you're reading the title, you know what I mean. But last night, you know, I was going into so many different topics. I just had to try and loop it in for everybody. But the most important thing I think that I'd like to focus on is Dominion, and we'll do that now. Now, there was something that I was doing last night that I didn't get to finish, and you know, what I was doing is I was pulling up some websites, because I was interested in knowing whether or not these websites were sharing this information. Now, I'm not calling out these websites, and I'm not, like, diminishing the websites. I'm not judging the websites. I'm just curious to know if the information is out there in the general flow of the population with everyone who is paying attention. Because if there are people who are paying attention to these websites to get knowledge about certain information, and if that information is not present for them, to extract it, then they're not going to get the information, you know. So I was just curious. So last night I pulled up, the websites I selected were the Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, the Epoch Times, and the Daily Wire, okay? Not for any reason in particular, but that, you know, I believe that people who say who they say they are would probably come to some of these websites for information like this, right? So, let's see. The first one I went to was the Daily Wire, and I'm going to revisit that right now because, let's just get it over with, right, America? So, let's see here. We're going to go to the Daily Wire, and I'm going to enter in the keywords Dominion voting machines. And I would like to know what type of information this conservative, let's save America, are they America first? You know, I'm not sure that Daily Wire is America first, you know, but like I was saying last night, so I'm not going to get too much into the topic today. I had no idea that the Daily Wire was conservative. Now, what I do need to do is correct myself, because last night I said the name Gavin McGinnis. No. I said the name. Did I say Gavin McGinnis? Right, I think it was Gavin McGinnis is what I said. That was the wrong name. I meant to say Michael Cernovich, I'm pretty sure. The guy who was with Vice, right? That was Mike Cernovich, right? Not Gavin McGinnis. I don't know why I said Gavin McGinnis. Was it Gavin McGinnis or was it Mike Cernovich? I don't know. These Irish-Scottish names get me confused. Anyways. So, apology noted, correction noted, right? If that indeed is merited. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Anyways, okay, so let's go to this website, and I could possibly share my screen. Let me see. The thing about it is, you know, as I'm mapping this out and how this is working, because I'm using equipment in ways I did not use in the past, so I'm kind of filling this out right now, guys, if you'll just bear with me. Some versions of this episode will not be the same as other versions. So, like, if you're on Pill.net, you're seeing a totally different version in some aspects of what you might see on Rumble. But it won't always be that way. As soon as I figure out how to tailor it and make it all nice and pretty and packaged, we'll figure it out, ladies and gentlemen. But anyways, so I am here at the Daily Wire, right? I am searching for information on Dominion voting systems. Okay. They don't have anything, okay? Joe Manchin pops up. Tom Cruise pops up. I hope it tanks at the Oscars. MSNBC editor slams pro-military Top Gun Maverick as poisonous. You know, I never saw that movie. I was never really interested in it. But Anyways, guys. Okay, so Mike Lindell to audit DeSantis' historic re-election win. I don't believe it. See, they don't have anything. So I guess the Daily Wire is really what they are. They're a faux conservative fake just meant to string us along and follow their they want us to follow their leaders over at the Daily Wire, right? Blindly, right? That, you know what the Daily Wire is there for all of the blind patriots, and trust me, there are blind ones, and all of the ones that just follow faithfully without questioning. You know what? You know, anyways, we're not going to get into it. Okay, so let's go. Let me see if I can share these screens. Okay, hold on. That way you guys don't think I'm just blabbering away at the wind. Okay. Screen three. Let's see here. This one. Ooh. See, I told you. Okay, so the Daily Wire. This is the Daily Wire's website, right? I searched Dominion voting machines. Not there. Okay. That could be a problem if they're conservative, right? You know, because the lines have been drawn, America. Have you not been paying attention? Okay. Like, we might have four or five reports, but we just had a really big breaking. Okay. We just had a really big breaking on Dominion voting machines. Someone just demonstrated to you how to, they just demonstrated to you live and in person how to manipulate and to attack, basically, a voting system with a thumb drive, okay? How to attack a voting system with a cell phone, okay? Live and in person, you know? And I know that there was a lot of, well, not a lot. I shouldn't say a lot. I know that there was some known pushback to the presentation because of something that happened in Antrim County. Now, if you guys remember, we covered Antrim County here at the Sea Report back in 2021, and, you know, I kept it kind of fresh throughout, because what have I always said here at the Sea Report? We as Americans, who are being bombarded with so much information and so much distraction, we need to have an access point or an outlet point wherein we can access this information. And if it's not top of mind, or if it's not repeated, ladies and gentlemen, we will forget it. And that is what tends to happen because of the outflow of information that takes place in this era. So much information coming at us so rapidly, ladies and gentlemen. How can we expect to remember anything? And that is part of the con, that is part of the game, that is part of the scheme. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we, at least for my part, at least for the work I have tried and attempted to do here, as a part of the conversation, was to keep certain aspects of information, how would you say, like bubbling, always bubbling up to the surface, right, in a cycle, so that this way we always can access that knowledge. So this way we can always access the facts and the information, the figures, whatever it is that helps our argument, ladies and gentlemen, okay, because retention is a problem in this day and age, ladies and gentlemen, and that has kind of always just been my angle. Whether people understood it or not, it doesn't matter, okay? Here I am, send me, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I've been doing. And so, the Daily Wire doesn't have it, all right? You guys, I forgot that they were pulled up here. Okay, hold on. Let me get off my thing here. Okay, hold on, let me... Hi. Okay, this looks terrible. Let me just do it back the other way. Hold on. Okay, there we go. All right, we'll pull it back up in just a sec. Okay, so the next one that we were going to check is going to be the Epoch Times. Okay, now, for those of you who may or may not know the history of the Epoch Times in regards to Dominion voting machines... it's an interesting one because the Epoch Times was actually doing a whole lot more towards exposing the fraud of the Dominion voting machines than just about any of the other, like the people who were involved in the lawsuits, like Fox News and stuff like that, were not doing near as much as the Epoch Times was. But then the Epoch Times was issued a lawsuit. And when that happened, ladies and gentlemen, they basically stopped. The thing that sucked about that the most was that they stopped talking about election fraud almost completely, and the stories that they did highlight after that were stories that pushed the wrong narrative, okay? And I'm going to say that just like I say about John Solomon over at Just the News, and I don't mean to come off like such a heel towards John Solomon, but if John Solomon cannot go back and review the records of someone like Senator Rainier and review the activities of her or review the emails, which I know he has access to if he cares to look at them, right, then he would know that he should not be sending her off in golden sails to remember her as the great senator, the lead senator of the state of Wisconsin for X amount of years. I don't care how long she was licking his butt or whatever, and I don't mean any disrespect, but I need you guys to understand, like, we're at a point that, like, why are we going to allow that, okay? He is a smart man. He is a well-to-do man. He's probably a made man. He probably works, I'm not even going to go into it. But, like, the point of the matter is here, while I'm expected to respect his work, because he still shows up on places like Steve Bannon's War Room or Real America's News or whatever, you know, because half of these people are funded by the CFNP, okay? And I'm not saying that they're bad guys. I'm not saying people like, you know, Tom Fitton's a bad guy, even though we have reference for him working for the CCA or, and other things like from the past, like in the 80s and the 90s. But no one, I mean, I guess that doesn't matter, right? Because they're moving the needle forward. So we have to give them the benefit of the doubt. It makes it very complex and complicated, but that's the way it's meant to be. And I foresee those as future stages that we as patriots will have to meet and overcome, because guess what? Not all of us are seeing those challenges just yet, because we're facing the things that we are facing, the hurdles that we have to get over right now, okay? And it's understandable. I get it, America. But anyways, so getting back to the point, the Epoch Times were really on top of the Dominion and the election fraud in America story until they weren't, okay? And as an example of the kind of articles that they were pushing after they got the lawsuit, there was a committee in Michigan, the state of Michigan, the rotten, corrupt, smelly state of Michigan. They are so corrupt in Michigan. It is not funny, guys. All 50 are corrupt, okay? And that's something that we have to deal with, that you guys and everyone, not you guys specifically, but the world, the people in America, don't seem to want to deal with. And it's because they don't realize how deep it is. I mean, if anyone is paying attention to the there are certain wavelengths and there are certain lines of information right now that are coming, they're bubbling up to the surface. And I don't know, I don't think people want to pay attention to them, but it's bold and it's ugly and it's mean, and it presents a face to our reality that would put patriots in a world of cognitive dissonance. The patriots, the people at the core, cognitive dissonance. We as patriots don't want to see it. We don't want to acknowledge it. I'm seeing it everywhere I go. Even people who are not as engaged in the things that are happening right now, they don't want to see it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about the cartels. They don't want to talk about the Luciferians. They don't want to talk about the Satanists. They don't want to talk about it. And I'm like, what is going on here? Everything is being shown to us. It's being revealed to us right in our faces. Everything is coming to light, and they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want discussion. They don't want anybody to acknowledge it. And I'm like, don't you understand? Unless you identify what this enemy is before us, we will never defeat it. We will never defeat it, ladies and gentlemen, unless we call it out for what it is. And this is why I'm asking you, will they have dominion for us? Because we have been given some tools that we need, ladies and gentlemen, to move the needle forward. And it is unfortunate, but it is appropriate to say that it is going to take sacrifice to move this needle forward, okay? It's going to take a lot more than what we have been doing here to move this needle forward. And of course, that does not mean some kind of kinetic violence. That it would never mean that. You know, Think about what it take. What did it take to redeem us, ladies and gentlemen? What did it take for us to be redeemed? It took a sacrifice larger than life, ladies and gentlemen. And that sacrifice was not a violent altercation or a violent reaction. It was not even a violent response, ladies and gentlemen. But it was the ultimate sacrifice. Imagine what it's going to take to get humanity back on that path, in that light, with that knowledge, understanding wholly what that means. Are you ready to make that sacrifice, America? Are you ready to be that bold? Because that is what it's going to take to get there at this point. The lines have been drawn, ladies and gentlemen. They are in the sand, okay? And, you know, actually, you know, let me take a moment to just pause this and present to you another facet or of information or a perspective that I see that I really feel maybe on this day I should share, okay? You guys get the undercurrents. The undercurrents are there, ladies and gentlemen. Will they have dominion over us? I want that to percolate in your mind, okay? Because you are being given the information right now that it would take, okay? And I will be with you here in the next few coming days to continue this conversation, because like I said, today's going to be a short show, okay? I'm just testing some flow, and I'm just trying to move the needle, but it needs to be paid attention to. The Epoch Times, they are not talking about this Dominion information. Let's go to Breitbart real quick. Breitbart, they still have the big tranny up. Okay, that's what I want to talk about before we close today. We're going to talk about this transgender agenda because, America, you in danger, girl. Okay, so I need to address that before I get off the air today, but I'm going to go over to Breitbart real quick. Let me pull her forward. I'm going to go to Breitbart. Look. Here's their splash page. Woke Nike doubles down on Dylan Mulvaney. Blah, 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 blah. Trans agenda. Blah. So, okay. So, we'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to close with that. We're probably going to be closing pretty soon because I got to go. Okay, let me see here. But I'll be back. I don't know. If I make it before midnight, I might make it back before my license expires. I can't use this anymore. While I'm looking this up, let me just say hello to Dutchie real quick. What's up, Dutchie? Dutchie says, Gov plus politics screwed our planet. They are all full of you-know-what by you and Rise. We are God's creation. Thank you for that, Dutchie. Thank you so much, and I appreciate those sentiments. Totally agree with those. Hello to Wild Irish Rose. How are you doing today? Good to see you again in the audience. Great to have you with us again. Thank you for sending out the links also. I did see that, I think, on Truth Social. So I appreciate that to Wild Irish Rose. And thank you so much. Okay, cool. Awesome. All right. So let's go to the search real quick because I know my time is short. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Is their search function not working? Come on. Oh, look. Okay, cool. They took off Dylan Mulvaney. Okay, you guys see this, right? They took off Dylan Mulvaney. You guys are live with me when this happened, okay? So now we're talking about Texas. Oh, what a coinky dinky Breitbart that we're talking about Texas now. We were just supposed to talk about Dylan Mulvaney. Anyways, you know, I gotta say, guys. Texas AG blast Soros back Travis County DA after soldier shooting. That was a big story. Yeah, we're not going to talk about this today, okay? We're not going to talk about this today. Rest in peace. All right, Dominion. I just need to make my point real quick. I just need to make my point, and then we can move on. Because I need to warn America about the transgender agenda, okay? Anyways, so, actually, I need to warn America first about the transgender agenda. Not America, anyways. Come on, Dominion. Okay. Dominion voting systems, right? Okay. They have an article here from 11/8/2020. They have an article here from my birthday back in 2019, September 16th. No, okay. All right, Breitbart, you failed. You have not lived up to Andrew Breitbart's expectations of we going to war, motherfucker. Okay, like, drop the bomb, bitches. Okay, do it. I dare you. All right, okay, so Breitbart fails, right? Okay, Breitbart, you suck. All right. I mean, I still reference Breitbart from time to time, but come on, you know, they were not even talking about this. Their international coverage, I wouldn't say rely upon, but it's neither here nor there. We're at the Gateway Pundit now. Now, if anywhere, I would expect there to be information here at the Gateway Pundit for what I am looking for, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what happens, okay? Let's see what happens. Do you guys know what I'm looking for? Have you figured it out yet? Anyone in the audience over there at pill.net, the foxhole.app? You know, I'm looking for information on Dominion voting systems. Do you know what information I'm looking for over at pill.net, the foxhole.app? I'm not putting you guys on the spot. I'm just asking. Okay, let's see here. Let's see what they have to say over at the Gateway Pundit. Thank you, Kiss. Tap that red pill, y'all. Tap that red pill and subscribe. I will later edit this episode down and we'll throw it on the podcast and we'll throw it over at Rumble. And I'm just sharing that information, you know what I mean? I want you guys to go over to pill.net. And then, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'll be back on to talk more about these topics. I'm kind of like really like bulldogging on certain things right now. Local being one of the very important ones at the moment, of course, you know. But let's see here. My search results for Dominion voting systems over at the Gateway Pundit. Huge. This is February 17th, 2023. Fox News filing shows Dominion Voting Systems executives, including Eric Coomer, knew its voting systems had major security issues, was hacked, and was riddled with bugs. So you know what I'm seeing right now, America? Let me tell you what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing vast swaths of information being presented to the American public, more importantly, to the awake American public, right? The supposed awake. Are we supposedly awake? I don't know. My heart stopped as those in my audience who were there with me will remember when at that Pennsylvania rally, we had every single red-hatted patriot in that audience cheering and just falling over for people like Fox News, Sean Hannity, and Mehmet Oz. And I knew America was in danger then, ladies and gentlemen. I was like, maybe there aren't as many of us as we need. But you know, what the thing about it is that, no, I'm wrong in those sentiments. There are, I think, enough of us. And even though we might still have many in that school of fish, right, still kind of beholden or, you know, blindly following the leaders that are taking them off the edge with the rest of the swine, you know, there are enough leaders to help navigate the way, right, for them to follow. At this point, we need all of those leaders to be active, initiated, and to be moving, leading, right? We need that, ladies and gentlemen. We need that. We're at a point, you know, where that is necessary. And a lot of leaders have risen, right, to the challenge. I just don't know that enough leaders have risen to the challenge. So what I have going on over here for myself, and the reason why I was looking up these news websites, like I said, the day I just picked them at random. I also did the National File. I think I showed the National File last night. Or was it the National File? No, it was the Western Journal. Excuse me. Not the National File, the Western Journal. And the reason why I was sharing those was because I was curious to whether or not the information that they've been sharing over at the show, the broadcast Conservative Daily, right, regarding Dominion voting systems, had been, I guess, shared throughout the rest of the networks that, you know, patriots or people who are conservative might utilize to get that information. Now, you know, going to a place like the Epoch Times or Breitbart, I already knew what I was going to find. I'm not ignorant, right? You know, I read those rags, you know, I go through them, and I knew they weren't going to have that information. But, you know, it's been over a week, and I am seeing a lot of information bubbling forth to the surface for we the patriots, we the people, we're going to do something, okay? And no one is taking a bite. No one is sharing the information, okay? And I see these broadcasts, and I don't say the word desperately in a disrespectful way. I say the word desperately in an urgent type of way. Desperately doing 24-hour marathons, repeating the same information, just hoping that we're going to get it, America. Why is not every show on anywhere, it doesn't matter where, any show on any platform, on any, whether it be YouTube, whether it be Cozy, but we know why the information's not on Cozy, right? Whether it be on any platform, any patriotic platform, whatever, right? Why don't we have Mark Cook on all of those shows right now? Mark Cook should be on every frickin' Patriot show right now. Every single person who cares to talk about voting machines or voting machine systems, he should be on there talking. He should have been on a talk show circuit tour giving this information out, okay? You know, and I gotta say also, because, like, I've been looking, right, and maybe I'm just not looking hard enough, like, and I get it, it might be easier too. If we actually had this report that was presented, I think, by Mark Cook, and I don't know if the other broadcaster Kanakoa had something to do with making that report. I went to his Substack to see if he had a copy or a downloadable copy of the report there. I thought a report would have been available already, so I've been looking for that report. So instead, I'm going to publish an article on Monday. And I'm not a tech guy, okay? I'm not technical, all right? So I'm going to publish an article on Monday at thecreport.com that it's my understanding of my understanding, okay? So I'm not a tech guy, so I'm just saying I'm going to be publishing an article on thecreport.com where I've attempted to kind of share some of the finer points about what they discovered with the Dominion voting systems. What they showed us, ladies and gentlemen, should have been nothing short of jaw-dropping. And, you know, I don't even want to get into that, but they, you know, okay, take for example, as I was trying to explain about what we have going on here in Texas and how I feel that relates to what we saw in that presentation. Now, in the presentation, we witnessed the manipulation of a voting machine, and it was specifically Dominion, but it, you know, as we also discussed in, I think it was what was the draft petition, possibly filed lawsuit here in the state of Texas, and as we know, based on the four or five different mugs, individual, shirt. Oops, sorry guys, I accidentally hit a commercial, how we discussed and how we've learned through the different reports on the various voting system machines. Again, whether that was the report from Antrim County, whether that was the report from Mesa County, Arizona, whether that was the Halderman report, well, it was never released, the CISA report, whether that was the Michael Gableman report in Wisconsin, you know, whether that was the, I'm going to just call it a draft petition because I don't know that it was filed in Texas. All of the data, all of the information is there for us, ladies and gentlemen. You know, because, like, for, you know, it's all there for us. So the information is there. Now, in the draft petition and in the various reports, we learned that there was an issue with the thumb drives, okay? And throughout all the stories between 2020 and 2022, we have reports about regarding the thumb drives. And this is just one example from that entire report, from that entire presentation that was given over at Conservative Daily. Every American and patriot should be up at in arms, really, about this, because we witnessed it in that presentation. In other words, the speculation that I have been laying out here for the last 2 years, ladies and gentlemen, regarding these voting system operating machines, we witnessed the manipulation on the air. Now, you know, someone had said in the comments about Antrim County, and we've seen it there, and they were wrong and right at the same time. Now, if you guys remember, we aired the video from Antrim County where someone from Matt DiPerno's team showed America that, yes, indeed, the systems could be hacked. They were not, it was not the way that they showed on Conservative Daily. On Conservative Daily, they also they showed the thumb drives, okay? During the Antrim County thing, he was showing how software could manipulate the vote if you were able to load it into the system. And so that's what they did. They didn't show you the, they didn't show you an actual, like, port point, I guess you could say. Because as we've discovered, whether it be from the reports from Mesa County, from Tina Peters, or again from Michael Gableman over in Wisconsin, and these are all independent of each other, okay? This is all independent of each other. We learned there's like 35 access points, like whether it be a USB port, whether it be a remote access point, whether it be a Wi-Fi, you know, connector, it doesn't matter. There's like 35 of them, guys, you know? And so I don't know what the holdup was as in regards to why this information feels like it's being bottlenecked, kind of like the cartel information, but I get it. You know, if it weren't for Mike Gill, ladies and gentlemen, I think people would just throw the Arizona information to the side. Like, we'd be defeated there. Like, no one even wants to acknowledge the fact that we might be looking at some freshly unmasked rhinos in the state house of Arizona, okay? Deal with it, America, because the closer we get to saving this republic, the closer we get to restoring it, the more and more things are going to become funny, and more things that you're going to see that you don't want to see. And how long have I been saying that, ladies and gentlemen? How long have I been saying that? You know, the closer we get, you're going to see things you don't want to see. And that's what we're seeing. Okay, so just buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. Just buckle up, because it's always going to be interesting. Okay, cool. Hey, guys, I just got some good news. It looks like dinner might be extended by an hour. Hold on. Give me a moment. And so I can see if we can talk. Okay, I'm having a good time with you guys this afternoon. Thank you all for being here with me in this impromptu episode. I got some. My name is Michael Gossidis, and I got something to say. Okay, you know what? There's a lot of stuff that we didn't talk about last night that I meant to. And you know, I'm just testing the flow of things at the moment as I get my speaking legs back, as it were. All right, so, yeah, I thought I'd play that. That was a good segue. That's the one I was looking for. We gotta get those routers, Sonny. We gotta produce those network routers, Wendy. We need those routers, okay? Do you hear what I'm screaming, America? Okay. Do you hear what I'm screaming? Anyways, you know, I really don't think if it were for Mike Gill, we'd really be able to keep on talking about Arizona. Okay. We talked about it a little bit in the last, and you know, I'm actually very curious about what people in the audience have heard about there. Anyone who's bold enough to answer the question, what do you know about the Mike Gill, New Hampshire, American cartel story? What do you know about the Arizona Sinaloa cartel story? The information's being put out there. You know, I know we don't got all the information that we want right now. Hopefully, the paywall that some of that information is being put behind will be worth the wait and the money, you know? And hopefully, you know, the information that is being given to us for free by a man who has suffered a lot will be shared far and wide eventually, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's like I've heard of this. I wouldn't know if I could call it a syndrome, you know, but it's a certain psychological type of thing that happens, I've heard, with some people. It's like people who are afraid of success, right? People who are afraid of succeeding. And I don't understand, and I'm sure there are dozens and dozens of pathways that one could take to get to that type of psychological point of being. But people who are afraid of success and who sabotage themselves, I'm like, is that the type of mentality that we as humans have been groomed to have by those who run and are the establishment? That type of thing, you know? Because it seems like sometimes we just seem to stymie ourselves, you know? But the information that's being given to us right now is rising to the surface again for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. People have made sacrifices for a reason, you know, is why I was saying, and I'm sure many understand, that it is going to take sacrifice on our part. And I am not talking about a violent reaction or response. I am talking about what we will have to give up and surrender in order to move that needle forward. And it's always been that way. And the reason why it's been that way is because not enough people stand up all at once to where what we have to sacrifice minimalizes. Unfortunately, at this time, it seems that only still a few are rising and standing up and making that great sacrifice. But that has been the course of history, it seems. You know, as I was saying in last night's Shim Sham Flim Flam presentation, right? Because I wasn't supposed to be on the air last night. But like, as I was saying last night, you know, talking to people who know and understand, right? They know that this world is wicked. They know that what they see happening to them isn't fair and right. They were complaining about, you know, something that happened with their taxes. He was like, yeah, they gave me all this money during COVID, and then they fleeced my tax return and took all of the COVID-19 money back that they had given him when they shut down everything. And he was pissed. But he doesn't want to do anything about America. He doesn't want to do anything about it. And that was not even anything compared to the stuff that people in this community know. The things that people in this community understand is far more consequential than whether or not your tax returns are going to be fleeced for the COVID-19 money that they gave you, even though you didn't want it, even though they shut down the government without your consent. They shut down everything without your consent. Then they gave you free money to pacify you, and now they're taking it back. Okay? It happened to him. He was pissed. Yeah. Not a conservative, okay? Not a Republican, not a Trump supporter, all right? The bottom line hits hard for some people. Obviously, that's what it takes to move the needle. Sometimes sacrifice, but at what cost? That's what it's going to take. Some of us are going to have to sacrifice a lot more than others. Some of us have already sacrificed a lot more than others just to try to move the needle forward. People like me have sacrificed things just to try and find the needle. Okay? Whatever needle that is and whatever path that that needle threads, there's a reason why some of us are on the paths that we're taking. Okay? Because, you know, this is a grand tapestry. Based on everything that we have seen, from the elections now to the cartel involvement and how deep that goes, to the very pathos that many patriots will not want to explore, to the very treadways that will shake their reality, to the very cognitive dissonance that they seek to refute. Yes, you patriots will face it too, the closer that we get to restoring this republic, the more the shim-sham reality that this government and those that embody it and control it at whatever levels will present itself to you. You will see how fake it is. You will see it, the whole thing. The whole thing is hard to kind of stomach, okay? Even at the 40,000-foot view, it's hard to see exactly how controlled everything is. But the treadways and the pathways, as I've said before, in what I feel is an errant, and I say errant, type of quote, a sentiment, dark to light. No. You ain't gonna bring no dark to my light, okay? No. We're gonna bring the light into the dark, because that's where we are right now, and it's about time we had a little bit of sunlight, okay? That's just me. You know, like I said, guys, I don't just have issues, I have subscriptions, okay? So getting back to this, and then we are going to close off with my warning to America, okay, on just a topic I think I can espouse upon. Dominion voting machines, ladies and gentlemen, all voting machines need to go, okay? Anyone who tells you otherwise is a fool, or they are lying and trying to deceive you, okay? It is a topic of conversation that as we move forward and as we get some, as we gain some space on the actions that others take, and we can get a kind of bigger view. You know, we see who is here and who is not that was there back then, right, doing things. We see who is here and who is not, you know, compared to the impetus of the past, you know. Think about it. How many leaders do you have still charging in the fight? I told you guys, we have patriots right now that are doing marathons, that are just repeating and repeating, and I get what they're doing. They are putting information in the gap because no one else is standing in the gap. Not a person is standing in the gap. No one else is coming up to the trough to take the feed. Okay, no one else is sharing the information. And so these people are doing on marathon repeats this information to try and get the information to America. They are trying to get the signal out. It's here, it's now, guys. You know, we have been handed so many smoking guns, and a few of them have fingerprints on them. Are we paying attention, America? Are we listening? Okay. Now, for my part, in the city of San Antonio, my commissioner will be getting his package. Okay. You know, because you can't overload these people with information. It's unfortunate. Like, you know, it's like Representative Drazio of Bexar County told me. If you send me over a package that's 100 pages thick, the first place it's going is in the trash can. Okay, now legally, I'm pretty sure he can't do that because it's a constituent's concern. But you get the point, America, don't you? Okay? And so I told the man, thank you for being honest. We were both joking, I'm sure, right? So you have to figure these things. I have to figure these things out, you know. And so the thing about it is the information that dropped from Conservative Daily with Mark Cook, etc. It's enough to get people to start writing to the commissioners. And we could also send them a link to that video. And, you know, it's been expressed, and I'm sure a lot of you patriots in my audience and beyond know or have heard exactly how all of that works when you instruct your representative or that who is an elected official in your area to do things. They can't just junk it, but you know they don't read it. They got their staffers there for that job, honestly. You know, the staffers knew me more. I mean, when I walked into Mark D'Orazio's office, the staffers recognized my face, okay? because I vomited all over him on Twitter that morning, okay? And that morning I was in his office, okay? So they knew who I was when I walked in that door. It also helped that I'd been there the day before. I visited him twice in 1 week, okay? And so it was just my fortune. I was up in Austin, in the Austin area, twice in 1 week. So I stopped by his office twice. He's not even my rep, though. My rep's a Democrat, you know? So let me just really take a moment to track how I'm going to go into my Democrat rep's office in the state of Texas, right? So things are getting interesting, ladies and gentlemen, on the local front and on the home front. You know, again, I find myself at this nexus point, ladies and gentlemen, like, what really will be a do with these things? Because, you know, as far as San Antonio goes, as far as Bexar County goes, and the massive amounts of corruption, ladies and gentlemen, they have taken my family, San Antonio has, and they want my family. And it's finally to the point, you know, it's finally to the point where I am at this kind of a crossroads wherein, you know, I have people in my family who are like, they don't follow politics, okay? They don't follow politics. Some of them do, but not all of them, okay? They are people of faith, right? Or they are people of high spiritual balance. And they're telling me that they don't want me to talk politics anymore. But they will not admit some underlying themes that resonate in my life and in the occurrences that they have all experienced, particularly dealing with recent events in my life, you know, and they see it, they know it. I tell them what I know about everything that happened in my family. And I tell them who's who and who's connected to them and who they're related to and who they're partying with and who they're being appointed by and who they're speaking in front of. And it's like the coincidences are too strong. They don't want to hear that someone who held the life of one of my family members in their hands was appointed by a criminal syndicate leader here in this county to different boards in this city. They don't want to hear that that person also spoke before Congress and met with people like Barack Obama and the Clintons and is very well known and very, very well versed and respected in this town, right? But the pathways and the doorways keep opening when I start meeting people who start confirming that information, you know, and I don't know these people. They are involved in other people's lives in my family and in my life. And this is independent by years of itself. So what am I supposed to think, America, when information like that comes forth? And I know what I want to do. And I know what I know pathways I want to take. But there's such a variety of ways that you could go with that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's finish up with this, guys. Okay. Let's finish up with this. We talked about Dominion. I've been wanting to talk about it since last night, at least more thoroughly. I visited these websites of information to see if they had the information. None of them have it. Okay. Stay tuned for thecreport.com so I can get that, guys, to you. Because, you know, the commissioners get, you know, it's going... I have letters going out to my state rep and senator, you know. I can tailor that down and send it to the federal one at some point, right? You know, I'm like, the federal, right? I don't know. Anyways, okay. So, but the commissioner is important, especially per elections, right? And then, well, I mean, it also depends on where you live, what state you live in, and what county and city you live in. But generally speaking, your county clerk or, you know, depending on where you live in, they might have an election administrator instead of a county clerk, you know, will be the person in charge of your elections. And that person should also probably, if they are elected, usually they are, but sometimes they're appointed. Actually, I shouldn't say usually, like in Harris, they're appointed. I believe in San Antonio and Bexar County, they're appointed also. But anyways, the commissioner will be getting some letters, some information, packets, right? And then an article forthcoming that will explain more of that. Because again, the information, and just to wrap this up again, the information, and you guys, and it's on pill.net right now, you know, they've been doing, you guys probably know, they've been doing their marathon. It's over on Rumble as well about, you know, the Dominion voting systems, which translates to ESNS, which translates to Heart InterCivic, ladies and gentlemen. You saw it yourself if you were paying attention. You know, thumb drives, cell phones, all in front of your face, all done right there in front of your face. It's very believable that county clerks were inserting thumb drives without realizing that they were inserting malware, okay? And that happened here in Texas. And there's the link, okay? Because they knew it, and it's documented. And they knew that thumb drive had something on it, and they still let it happen, okay? When I say they, I mean the Texas Secretaries of State office recognized that that was not a certified, valid thumb drive to use on those voting systems, that there could be potential malware on it. The Secretary of State of Texas knew that. And so when they saw information from the EAC, the Election Assistance Commission, the EAC went to the same vendors who created that thumb drive and created that voting and authorized that voting system, okay? And they authorized an invalidated hash by seeking the opinion of the very voting system manufacturers and testing laboratories that created them. They did not seek an independent audit. They did not utilize some other business or firm in order to confirm that. They used the vendor. You can't do that. You cannot have the student check their own work or grade their own work, ladies and gentlemen. And they lied. And it's all documented. And I've shared that information here at the C Report a handful of times already since I've been on the air. Well, I should say since that information came forward with the petition, right? The draft petition that I shared with you guys over at Lone Star State News. Okay, guys. So, the last thing that I was going to share with you guys was just this, like, sense that I was getting while I've been, like, kind of scanning and watching the, like, news channels and stuff. And it's nothing too big. But the thing that I wanted to share with you guys is, like, I kind of noticed, like, this, there's just, like, a spike or a drive, right, in transgender agenda derangement syndrome on the part of the Patriots. I know that's gonna sound funny, right? I mean, people are like, what the hell are you talking about, Mr. C? This could be a good conversation, right? Okay. So, like, transgender agenda derangement syndrome. Now, you know, I already understand what the reaction I'm going to get from the straight patriots are out there, or the heterosexual. I mean, we're talking about 99% of patriots out there, right? Heterosexual, okay? So, being the 1% of the homosexual patriots out there, here's my perspective on that, America. America, you in danger, girl. Like, I get it. When we're talking about the transgender agenda, yes, we should have something of a derangement syndrome against it. I get it. That's the impetus, the animus. That's the deflection of things unnatural and unholy and unpure and an abomination, according to the way that, you know, people in that line of thought think. Again, guys, remember, this is a different perspective, okay? So let's just open up our minds. Boop. All right, so... but there's something that I'm seeing, and this is something that I don't think the 99% of heterosexual patriots would understand because they're heterosexual, okay? But here's what I'm seeing. And the only reason why I'm seeing this is because it's not often, okay? It's not, and hear me out, guys, before you guys start flipping the channel because it's Easter Sunday. Hear me out. It's not often that you have the mainstream media and the mainstream establishment conservative media, in other words, the deep state that's playing the Fox News, etc., that's playing like, you know, they're on your side, and some of you guys are still dull enough to fall for it, all right? Like, those guys, it's not often that they mirror what America First, Make America Great Again, Save America is saying, okay? And right now, all of our fine patriotic people in this community are really, really, and when I say up in arms, it's deserved. We should be up in arms. But like, no, literally, we're on camera cocking our guns and we're ready to go to war, okay, over the transgender agenda, all right? Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is only because not only is it being pushed by all of the MSNBCIAs and the NBCIAs and the ABCIAs and all the likes, okay? It's also being pushed by the Fox Newses and everyone, too. It's getting, the rhetoric is getting a little bit too violent. Am I being a pussyfooted? I don't think so, America. I'm just trying to make sure that they don't use us to go kill some transgender communist, a real one, right? A real transgender agenda communist, right? That's really out there, like we've seen, as the case has been laid before us, ladies and gentlemen, throughout all of this. How many of the mass shooters at schools end up being of the transgender identity? Like five of them, of the last however many of them? So I'm just saying, America, be careful, okay? I'm not saying, obviously, you guys know how I feel about this topic, okay? I come under a lot of fire from my own community, right? I can't show face. They don't want to see my face, okay? Like, they'd rather sabotage me. But what I am just saying here, guys, is let's not forget there is a difference between the transgendered person and the transgender agenda, okay? Just like there is a difference between the homosexual and the pedophile agenda, okay? And just some interesting food for thought for those of you who would not understand this lifestyle, and I totally get it. You know, not all transgender are miserable. Not all transgender want to kill people. I will say it. The ones who decided to keep their penises are quite happy, okay? Anyways, guys, just be careful out there. Let's just make sure that we are falling in line, okay, with the loving nature that we should have towards all. We understand the line has been drawn in the sand because of what this agenda has done to our nation. The sickness and the breakdown that they are attempting to cause on our society. And really, that is what this is, okay? And it is, of course, it does have a nature. It is more negative. It is what we would call evil in a lot of regards. As far as its influences and where that might derive from. I will say unnatural, because I think that that is a fair enough label across the board should people have the maturity to accept it. Okay. I'm not judging it. Okay. I'm not saying it is right or wrong. I am just saying, you know, two people of the same sex cannot create a baby, the purpose of procreation. That's all I'm saying. I think that's fair, America. If you're mature, you might resonate with that. If you're not, well then, you know what? Do think what you got to think and feel what you got to feel. Okay, that's all I'm saying here. You know, you might want to take a look at what's going on. Look at the impetus and the animus, the anger, the animosity, the polarizing conversation that's happening in the mainstream media right now on this topic. And on the right and on the conservative side, it's getting equally violent. I've seen. Now, maybe in the coming week, that will tamper down. But when they sent this lunatic in there to go and shoot up these kids, and they had the transgender label on it, for imagine every other thing that they've been trying for us to false flag on, every other operation, they've been trying to get patriots to be the first to shoot. I'm not saying a patriot will be the first to go on a murdering spree of transgenders at a gay club, because that might be something we're looking at. They might be planning something like a false flag, let's shoot up RuPaul's Drag Race, right? Okay, do you get what I'm saying? If we give them the energy to match that action in our community, they will get away with it. So calm your heels, America, because we're starting to give them enough energy to act on that. Okay, and that's all I'm saying. And the fact that we have MSNBC, CIA, and Fox News double backing on that energy through their presentation, they could get away with it. So I'm just saying to all the America First patriots out there, don't get too, highfalutin with your, I hate Budweiser now. I don't drink Budweiser, by the way. I haven't drank Budweiser in a long time. Okay. Don't get too caught up in this emotion, because it's easy for some of us to do it. All right. Because we got to be macho and manly and patriotic and heterosexual. But I'm just giving you another perspective here, guys. And I'm just saying, okay, they're gonna make us have the energy for them to pull the trigger, and we don't want that. They need to understand that we are not that people, okay? Because this is what the flag is on this screen for, ladies and gentlemen, and what it represents, okay? And whether or not we agree with that person's lifestyle or their political choices, as I know we all understand, we have to respect it. Okay, and we cannot drive our anger at it, because this psyop, okay, that's happening with the transgender seems to be the right one to trigger the patriots, to garner the energy, to give them the ability to carry out this kind of an action. And that's just what I wanted to say in that regard, because I know I didn't say nice things about the transgender agenda. Who would, right? In previous episodes. But now it's kind of like, whoa, 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 whoa. Pull back just a little bit. Stand your ground, right? Stand your ground. Stand firm in your beliefs. But temper them, ladies and gentlemen. Because otherwise they're going to run wild with this problem reaction solution formula that they always employ. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm going to say adieu for this afternoon. I'm glad I was able to get on with you guys, and I will be back sooner than later. I just wish I could tell you when for sure. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. Thanks for being in the audience. Thank you again. Kiss, Java, everyone who's there, present, Dutchy. App 9889, guys. It's been a fun and wild ride. I'll be doing this exclusively on pill.net for the time foreseeable future. This will still be podcasted out over at Spotify, over at Rumble, and probably over at Odyssey. Exclusive, unbroken, unabridged material and content coming over at pill.net. Subscribe if you want to support the platform to my channel. And, we'll be seeing you guys again briefly. Till then, ladies and gentlemen, take care. And, We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.